hot. There we are. All right, you stay here now. Be nice and warm.
What do you suggest, Mr. Drucker?
How about a can of chili beans?
No, thank you, Mr. Drucker. It certainly is difficult trying to find something good to cook for dinner.
Yeah, especially if you can't cook.
Well, that was pretty good. He waited till 10:30 to say something nasty.
Well, if you're looking for something simple, how about a dehydrated chicken?
A dehydrated...
All you have to do is add water, some bones, and let it set. And in a couple of hours, you got a reconstituted chicken.
That's the most ridiculous...
Maybe Lori has a suggestion.
How about some jelly beans
for dinner?
Well, that sounds better than anything we've had lately.
10:33 and he's still going strong.
Say, I just thought of something. Bless you.
Lori, you've been sneezing all morning. Do you have a cold?
My nose feels tickled.
I think you have fever. Stick your tongue out.
Well, I got something here for colds and fever that all the mothers around here have been using for years. Sudwell salve. See, all you got to do is rub some on your... Oh, no, this is for cleaning stoves. Bless you. Ah, here we are. Durkin's Elixir of Unshelled Pistachio Nuts.
Unshelled pistachio?
I used to take that all the time when I was a little girl in Hungary.
Well, that accounts for a lot of things.
Oh, this is great stuff. It cures Finkwell's itch, Hellman's inflammation. We had a lot of that around here at one time. Barstow's blight, as well as colds when accompanied by fever.
Thanks, Mr. Drucker, but...
Achoo! Oh, Oliver, I think we better take Lori home and get the doctor.
Well, you ask Doc what this elixir did for his toe.
What?
Broke it.
Broke it?
He dropped the bottle on it.
Is the life for me. Land spreading out so far and wide. Keep Manhattan, just give me that countryside.
New York is where I'd rather stay. I get allergic smelling hay. I just adore a penthouse view. Darling, I love you, but give me Park Avenue.
The chores. Fresh air.
Times Square.
You are my wife.
Goodbye, city life.
Green Acres, we are there.
Oliver, where is the doctor?
He just left.
What did he say about Lori?
He said...
Oh, wait a second. I don't want her to hear it. Now then, tell me, what did he say?
Well, he said...
Tell me the truth. Don't spare me.
He said...
I want to know everything, no matter how bad it is.
I'm sorry the doctor couldn't wait. He could have given you a shot of something.
Why? Is what she has catching?
No, all she has is a little virus, nothing to it.
Is that what the doctor said?
Yes.
What does he know?
Well, he knows a lot more about it than you do.
I think we ought to get a Hungarian doctor. They worry more.
Look, one worrying Hungarian in the house is enough.
Achoo! How can you be so calm when your daughter is lying in there in a bed of pain?
She's not my daughter, and she's not in any pain.
Achoo! Pains are coming closer together.
I'll see you later.
Where are you going?
Up to Pixley to get this prescription filled.
Where did you get that?
The doctor gave it to me.
Some doctor. Lori's sick and he gives you the prescription.
Bye.
When will you be back?
When the bar closes.
Now watch closely. I wrap the watch in this handkerchief. Now, put it on the floor. Okay. Now, what does that feel like?
A broken watch.
Correct, but not for long. I say the magic words. Alakazam, Alakazoo, the watch is together as good as new.
What's that?
It's a broken watch that I found on your nightstand.
That's my good... You silly...
He was just doing some magic tricks for me. I'm getting tired of just lying here.
Say, I know another trick. Have you got a match and a $10 bill?
Will you?
Here is some orange juice.
Thank you.
Are you feeling better?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, you better get to sleep.
You promised to tell me a story.
What would you like to hear? Jack in the bean bag? Or Little Fred Riding Hood?
Little Fred...
You said you'd tell me about your father, the king.
Take my advice and let her tell you about Jack in the bean bag.
I'd rather hear about Mrs. Douglas's king father.
Well, he was never a...
Wow. Well, if that's what everybody wants. Once upon a time, in Hungary, there was a beautiful young princess named Lisa.
This really is going to be a fairy tale.
Don't tread on the royal toes. Princess Lisa, as I was known in those days, lived in the royal palace with my father, the king. Everything was going along pretty good in the kingdom. Taxes were higher, beheadings were up, and the jails were full. There was real prosperity.
That was a very good story. Now...
Sit down. I'm not finished.
I was afraid of that.
One day, tragedy struck. The bad guys crossed the border, and they attacked the palace. And my father and I were forced to flee, and in those days, the only place to flee was to Paris.
Yes, Paris was always the best place for fleas.
Now, we should be quiet. You're spoiling the whole mood.
If I hadn't fled to Paris, you and I never would have met and got married.
Is that where it happened?
I don't know. Every time she tells, it's a different place.
It was Paris. I remember my father and I were living in a little attic in Montmartre, and we were starving. I am home, Your Majesty.
Lisa, you don't have to call me Majesty anymore. Now that I've lost the throne, I'm just your plain father.
Yes, sir. What are you cooking, plain father?
Pigeon stew.
Where did you get the pigeon?
I was sitting here on the balcony and this little bird...
That wasn't Herman, the pigeon that comes by every morning and brings us breadcrumbs.
No, I bought this one. It's dehydrated pigeon. All you do is add water and bones and let it sit, and there you are, reconstituted pigeon.
Where did you get the money to buy it?
I hawked my earrings. That's all I had left.
What about your king crown?
I had to give that to the landlady for the rent.
Not the gold one, with the diamonds and the rubies and the emeralds.
Yes. We are set here for 3 more days.
Why didn't you tell me? We could have hawked my ring.
Lisa, you must never part with that. It's the only proof you got that you are the princess.
But I'm not the princess anymore.
But you will be, as soon as I can raise an army and retake the throne.
What are we going to live on in the meanwhile?
There is only one thing to do. Get a job.
But, Father...
I'll set the alarm clock so that you can get up early and start looking.
I found an ad in the paper that they were auditioning dancers at the Moulin Rouge, so I went there to apply.
Ah, merci beaucoup. Next. What's your name?
Princess Groignet.
We don't need any strippers.
What is a stripper?
Have you had any experience dancing?
Well, I've seen all the Fred Astaire movies.
Look.
And I can do a very good imitation of Ginger Rogers. Would you like to see some?
Can you can?
No, but I can try.
Next.
But...
Hold! But you could try? That's what you said to him?
I thought that was pretty clever.
The fellow was looking for dancers, not comedians.
Well, The fellow was pretty fresh. He wanted to see my legs.
And why didn't you show them to him?
I was ashamed to. I had a run in my stocking.
You're not wearing stockings.
Well, then what is this?
That's the scar you got when you fell down doing your imitation of Ginger Rogers.
Oh. Well, don't worry, Father. I'll get a job.
I'll set the alarm.
Did you get a job?
For a while, I made a few francs posing for an artist who couldn't afford a bowl of fruit. Then I had to quit because he wanted me to pose in the N-O-O-D.
What's that?
Nude.
Leave it to you to teach the child words like that.
I didn't...
Where did you first meet Mr. Douglas?
Yeah, where did I meet you?
You don't remember.
Not this version.
I met you when I finally got a job as a waitress in a little sidewalk cafe on the Champs-Élysées.
Will you hold it, please? Thank you.
You're welcome. That will be 50 francs, please.
For what?
Posing for the picture.
Oh, just a snapshot. You see, I'm a tourist.
Are you Japanese?
No.
Then why are you carrying all those cameras?
Oh, I'm an American.
Then why are you speaking English?
Well, that's what Americans speak.
Don't they have a language of their own?
Of course they do.
And let's hear you say something in it. That's a nice-sounding language. Would you like to sit down?
Yes, thank you.
That will be 35 francs.
For what?
Chair charge.
Chair?
We used to have a cover charge, but we don't have any more covers.
Well, okay, put it on my bill. I'd like a drink, huh? Beer?
A bottle of champagne.
No, I don't want...
There you are.
I said beer.
I'm sorry, I don't understand American. The only word I know is,
I don't like champagne.
I'm sorry, once you open the bottle, it can't be returned.
Well, would you like some?
I'd love some. Another bottle of champagne.
Oh, I didn't...
You really didn't have to order another bottle. I would have been happy to share yours with you.
Well, that's what I had in mind.
Would you like to see a menu?
Yes, please.
That will be 20 francs.
Just to read the menu?
20 francs.
Just get me a bowl of pretzels.
What?
Pretzels. I said pretzels.
It's hard to understand you with that Japanese accent.
No, I'm not...
How long have you been in Paris?
Oh, I just got here this morning from New York.
What part of Japan is that in?
I'm not Japanese.
Well, then why are you carrying all those cameras? You speak pretty good American for a Japanese fellow.
I'm not.
Have you seen anything of Paris?
Not yet.
Would you like a guided tour?
If I could find a good guide.
Let me go ask in the back. You wanted a guide?
Oh, yes. You're the waitress.
Also the only Japanese-speaking guide in the outfit.
Well, I told you, I don't...
Now, be sure to wear this button at all times. So I know you're part of the tour group.
What tour group? What does it say?
How do I know? I just speak Japanese. I don't read it.
For the last...
Now, be sure to follow this pennant at all times so that you don't get lost.
Lost? I'm not going to get
lost. Would you like to settle your beer before we leave?
Oh, yes, yes.
What did you have?
3 bottles of champagne.
Now, that's the famous Eiffel Tower. You're supposed to be with the tour. You're not with the tour.
I am too with the tour.
Where is your button?
Must have lost it.
That will be 40 francs.
I'm not paying you 40.
That is the famous Eiffel Tower. built by Sam Tower in 1927.
Hey, that wasn't built by Sam Tower.
Follow me. That's the Arc de Triomphe. It was built by the famous architecture team of Harry Arc and Leslie Triomphe.
Harry Arc and
Golly! Do you know what that is, Mr. Douglas? That's the Arch de Triomphe.
Ab, what are you doing here?
I'm enjoying Mrs. Douglas' story so much, I imagined I was part of it.
Get out of here! Coming!
How did you like the tour?
Oh, Paris is a beautiful city. What was that?
A kiss.
Oh?
This is the Bois de Boulogne. This is where all the lovers come.
Oh. That sounds like fun.
It is, with the right fella.
Well, do you think that I might be the right fellow?
Well, we could try and see. Don't you Japanese fellows ever take off your cameras?
I am not Japanese.
Gee, that was romantic.
Yeah. You Japanese fellers are fast workers. Hey, you haven't forgotten how to talk American.
Tell us some more, Mrs. Douglas.
Well, you really should be asleep. But
Lisa, there isn't one grain of truth in this story. I never met you in Paris.
No? Then how come I imagined I met you at the Arch de Triomphe?
Will you?
That night, after I kissed Oliver, I went back to our little attic. My father wasn't home yet. I was glad to be alone so I could think about Oliver when
Lisa? Lisa?
Bonsoir.
Bonsoir, Toulouse. How is the painting coming?
Magnifique. I just finished the bathroom. Now I am going to start with the living room.
Bon chance. Papa, where have you been?
Minding my friend's chestnut stand.
Then why are you wearing your opera suit?
Because the stand was outside the opera house. Would you like some chestnuts?
No, thank you.
I have news for you, Lisa.
And I have news for you. Guess what?
My news first. I'm the king.
I thought you were out of the king business.
Guess who bought some chestnuts from me? Baron Friedweiser.
Oh, how is he?
He's rich. He made a lot of money backing Sam's Tower. And he's offered to finance an army and help me retake the palace.
That's wonderful. You'll be back on the throne again.
Yes. Now, what's your news, daughter?
I met this wonderful man. He's in love with me, and he wants me to marry him.
Well, that's going to put glue in the goulash.
What do you mean?
The Baron's offer came with an if tied to it. He'll give me the money if you marry him.
But, Papa, I love Oliver.
Who's Oliver?
He's the fellow I was telling you about.
Does he have enough money to finance an army for me?
Well, I don't know, but I think he must be very rich. When he came into the cafe this morning, he bought 6 bottles of champagne, just like that.
6 bottles in the morning? He must be rich. Why don't you bring him around and let me talk to him? Lisa!
Oliver!
Oh, we had a wonderful day yesterday, didn't we?
Yes, we did.
Remember, do you remember last night on that bench in the park?
Yes.
How do you feel this morning?
I feel all bubbly, like a bottle of champagne.
I didn't order any.
Oliver, my father wants to talk to you about our marriage.
Marriage? Well, I never asked you to marry me.
Wouldn't you like to?
Well, I really haven't given it that much. I don't even know if I love you.
Well, I love you. You're the only man that ever made my pennant droop.
What? You... What are you doing?
Taking off your camera.
What are you ta...
Oh.
This one is on the house. Papa, this is Oliver Douglas.
How do you do? He doesn't look Japanese. I understand that you want to marry the princess.
Oh, no, sir. I want to marry your daughter.
I am the princess.
What?
You want to kiss my ring?
No.
And this is my father, the king of Hungary.
I understand you want to marry my daughter.
That's right.
Do you have any money?
I did have, but I spent most of it on champagne and film.
Have you got enough left to finance a retake?
A retake?
An overthrow.
An overthrow?
He's not too smart.
Well, you see, Oliver, my father was thrown off the throne, and he needs somebody to get rid of the bad guys.
Oh, now I get it. This is some kind of a con game you two are playing with a phony story about needing money.
You can't talk like that to the king.
King Ha.
No, King Ha was before my father.
Ofer.
No, Ofer was the prime minister.
I'm not interested. Of all the gall, making believe you love me just to get money out of me. I'm through. You find some other sucker to bilk.
Oliver, Oliver.
Let him go.
But Papa.
I'll call the Baron and tell him that you'll marry him.
But I don't love the Baron.
Royalty can't afford love.
You married Mama for love?
Yes, I loved the dowry that came with her.
But Papa...
Lisa, when you are a princess, your duty to your country and the king comes first.
Yes, but...
I'm sorry, but that's the way the blue blood bleeds. You're going to marry the Baron, and that's an order.
Yes, Your Majesty.
She really was a princess. How could I have doubted her? I loved her. Oh, Lisa, Lisa. Hey, could you go somewhere else and do that? Lisa.
Well, are you just going to sit there or are you going to join the tour?
The tour? But I thought you were going to marry the Baron.
I couldn't go through with it. I wasn't in love with him.
Lisa.
Oh, there is plenty time for that kind of a stuff. But are you going to join the tour or aren't you?
Where are we going?
To the city hall.
What are we going there for?
My father was right. You're not very bright. They perform marriage ceremonies.
Oh. Oh?
Follow me.
Well, just a minute. If we're going to get married, let's get something straight. From now on. I'm the leader. Follow me.
So the beautiful princess married the commoner, and they both lived happily ever after. Except the princess.
Golly, what a romantic story.
Is that the way it really happened?
Exactly.
How is it I don't remember any of that?
Because you were always stoned on champagne.
There wasn't any champagne, or penance, or tours.
What happened to your father, the king?
That's another story.
Let's hear it.
No, no, not what? Tonight. Laurie has to sleep.
Oh, good night, Laurie.
Hope you feel better.
I do already.
Good night, Laurie.
Good night, princess.
Princess. I know. Where do we sleep?
We can fix up a bed in the barn.
Fine.
Follow the leader.
Where did that come from?
I wonder if you can still make my pennon droop.
Well, not without a bottle of champagne. Where did this come
from? Follow me.
We'll be right back.
has been a Filmways presentation, darling.